Good morning to you and to those who make this broadcast possible and to the audience that is tuning in this Sunday. We start this briefing with the satisfaction of announcing the fourth straight day without fatalities to report. This demonstrates not that there are no risks, but the extent of the effort being done, because even with the presence of critical and serious cases, we are succeeding in saving the lives of patients with COVID-19 in our country. Until midnight last night in our hospitals, there were 1,048 patients admitted, in surveillance 22, suspicious 730, and confirmed 296. In primary health care under the observation of our medical and nursing staff, 3,242 people. Yesterday, our laboratories processed 2,083 samples in the search for COVID-19. I was requested to break it down by laboratory. At the IPK, a significant number, 1,196. The molecular biology laboratory of the provincial center of Villa Clara, 406, another important amount. In the provincial center of Havana, 282. In the laboratory of Santiago de Cuba, 199. These are the laboratories that processed the largest number of samples yesterday in our country. As a result of the studies, 10 cases tested positive. This gives a 0.5% of positivity. Of the 2,083 samples that were analyzed yesterday, we can also say that this is the lowest percentage that we have had of positivity reactivity to the samples processed during a day. In this way, 81,917 samples were analyzed, and as a result of their study, a cumulative total of 1,872 cases have been confirmed. Of the 10 new cases confirmed yesterday, 8 are contacts that had been confirmed previously. Thus, 89.7% of the cases diagnosed in our country have been contacts of other positive cases. As you can notice, this is the main risk group for the disease. There were 2 people where the source of infection was not specified. We are working on finding it, and I think that our people already know why it is important to find it. And in this way, 59 cases, which is 3.2% of the confirmed cases in our country. For the source of infection abroad, the figure remains fixed, as it is a risk group that at this moment is not very viable. We have 131 cases, that is 7.1%. Of the 10 cases that were diagnosed yesterday, we are at a par with 5 female and 5 male cases. And in the accumulated one, the male sex continues with 51%, that is 957. It is the sex that has a greater amount of confirmed cases. The female sex with 915 has 48.9%. 60% of positive cases were asymptomatic, always an important risk group. These asymptomatic cases come out precisely from people who have had some kind of epidemiological risk. And at this time, 49% of the cases diagnosed in our country have been asymptomatic at the moment of the test. Of the 2 cases confirmed yesterday, 5 are from the 20 to 39 years of age, and 4 are from the group of over 60 years. This is the largest percent of all the cases. The province with the most cases is Matanzas, with 7 of the 10 cases confirmed yesterday. We can say then that in this way, of the 1,872 patients who had been diagnosed in Cuba, 296 remain admitted in our hospitals. Of these, the highest percentage, 96.6%, or 286 of these 296 have a stable clinical course. Unfortunately, 79 deaths have been accumulated, which gives a lethality of 4.2%. The lethality in the world that we also comment on in our analysis, the region of the Americas has a lethality of 6.3%, and ours is 4.2%. Of the 35 countries in the region, 12 have a case fatality rate above 6.08%, and Cuba, as it has been the case in recent days, remain in the 14th place according to the lethality in the region. We always comment on the high lethality rate that Mexico has with 10.59, Canada with 7.46, Brazil with 6.79, United States with 6.07, Ecuador with 8.24, with the highest lethalities. And in the case of the Caribbean islands, there is also a group of countries that have high lethality. Watching the news earlier today, we were seeing the complex epidemiological situation in Brazil. It was highlighted in terms of the number of cases and of deaths, and perhaps some of the strategies adopted to handle the pandemic in the country has probably impacted on these results. We always report on the two evacuees. Yesterday I was asked if there was any follow-up on them. One of them was an American and the other one was a Canadian. They were evacuated at the beginning of the epidemic, and we haven't really heard from them. We have not heard either that they had an adverse evolution after they left. What we do know is that when they left our country, they were in a stable condition, which was a reason why they could be evacuated at that time. There were 35 people discharged yesterday, 25 more than those who were admitted after testing positive. And we continue with a positive trend of more discharges than people newly admitted. And thus, 1,495 people from the 1,872 patients who have been confirmed in the country has been discharged. That represents that 79.8% of all the cases have recovered. Of the patients admitted, unfortunately, there are three in critical condition and one more than yesterday, and seven in serious condition, two more than yesterday. Yesterday had some movement from the migratory point of view. 162 travelers entered the country, Cubans residing abroad, foreign crew members, and three residents in Cuba, diplomats. They came on flights from Spain, Italy, and Portugal. As we all know, since March 24, there have been no flights for tourists or any tourists coming into our country. So in Cuba today, there is a similar number of Cubans residing abroad with 5,145 and foreigners with 4,164 for the total of 10,009 visitors. The number of foreigners in rental houses, 935, with the highest number in Santiago, Plaza, Centro Havana, in Havana, as we have been saying, this has practically no movement. The world, as I always say, is in turmoil. The 185 countries with confirmed cases of COVID-19 remain. Yesterday alone, 98,156 cases were diagnosed, and that already gives the figure of 4,503,836 confirmed cases in the world. 4.5 million. And what is even more relevant is the amount of deaths. There are 5,180 people who died in the world yesterday, which makes a total of 307,295 deaths. I repeat, these are statistics reported up to yesterday. This morning we were also reviewing the official websites, and obviously the numbers are higher as they are updated continuously with the latest data of confirmed cases and deceased cases. The lethality in the world stands at 6.82, and the cases of the region of the Americas account for 44.35% of all cases reported in the world, after reporting yesterday 54,055 more cases, for a total of 1,997,510 confirmed cases, already reaching almost 2 million cases. 3,337 people died in the region yesterday, for a cumulative of 120,406, for a lethality, as we have said earlier, of 6.03%. We saw some statements by the representative of the World Health Organization in Europe which caught my attention, and it is the complex situation that exists on this continent, and that according to the behavior of other diseases, it must be said that the other diseases are also present and are progressing in the world. A few years ago, we have been witnessing an increase in measles, a disease which has a vaccine, which has been eliminated in our country, and which causes death. And it is feared that in Europe, which has also had many cases of measles, it will join COVID and influenza, leading to a third wave, and would complicate the situation even more in the world. And here in Cuba, we are making sure that this complex epidemiological situation does not have an impact in our country. And this is all the information we had for the briefing today.